Welcome to Neo Conversations. I'm your host, Amy Devers. To bring this podcast together, and also to prep myself for NeoCon this year, I've chatted with dozens of people in the industry. In those conversations, I've asked each person to give me a few predictions for what they think they'll see this year. We've rounded up the top five answers we heard the most, and in today's episode, I'll take you through the high-level breakdown of what industry experts, contract designers, and product manufacturers are placing their bets on as to what's to come at NeoCon 2023. Number one, options, flexibility, choice. The pandemic has shaped the way we view pretty much everything, and it's definitely led to changes in workspaces. Many have said they're predicting a focus, again, on flexibility, but maybe not exactly in the way we've seen in the last few years. Here's Avi Rajagopal, editor-in-chief of Metropolis, on his prediction.
I'll say this. I think it's good that we're going to see people stepping away from some of the, you know, knee-jerk reactions to the pandemic that we had. Some of our early reactions were, oh, like we need screens. You know, that's an easy one that went out pretty quickly. You know, in the name of flexibility, everything is kind of mix and match and people can reconfigure. I think we've come back to the reality that once a piece of ancillary furniture is configured, it doesn't get reconfigured too often, you know? So I think what we'll see hopefully this year at NeoCon is a lot of choice and a lot of flexibility in that sense, right? At the time of specification, you might have a lot more room to mix and match and configure and things like that. With all the advantage of a standard product platform, you can achieve custom-like solutions for clients. And I think that's a great place for us to settle after some of the crazy out there flexibility that we tried out in the immediate wake of the pandemic.
We also believe there will be a focus on design for neurodiversity. We know now that different people have different needs and there's no longer a one-size-fits-most model. We're betting we'll see this desire for custom solutions be embraced by the product offerings. Number two, new innovations and technology. Everyone I've spoken with in prep for NeoCon has said they're excited to see what's innovative and new this year. We heard this again in ThinkLab's TrendSpotters LinkedIn Live that the TrendSpotters are hoping to see innovation, both in the product space, but also in new materials and business practices. We've seen so much newness in the technology space in recent years, with the introduction of blockchain and all the buzz around the metaverse and AI. I wanted to make sure I chatted with Digbee founders Andrew and Tess for a take on what they're expecting at NeoCon this year.
Well, the rise and fall of crypto sort of tainted the reputation of blockchain technology, but if it can ever get past the association with Dogecoin, there's a major opportunity to utilize it. It can really do everything from validate authentically designed goods to verifying supply chains, which will contribute to strengthening transparency and sustainability in manufacturing. Hopefully, we'll start seeing as a part of the brand stories in the showrooms in NeoCon this year, as we did at the recent New York Design Week.
Absolutely. And with 3D spatial technology and the quote-unquote metaverse, I think it's matured to the point where we're going to see brands leverage this tech to extend their showrooms and also to showcase new ways that their sales teams can help make decisions in real time. So we're really starting to build on the ways to make those collaborative decisions. It might start to show up at NeoCon as QR codes on showroom items extending the product experience into virtual spaces.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing which showrooms will be using 3D spatial tech, and I do think that they're going to be showcasing new ways of using AI.
Glad you mentioned that. We've seen a lot of the debate about how artificial intelligence could be bad or good for the visual design process and for designers themselves, but really this is the tip of the iceberg.
Number three. A burst of fresh color. In the last few years, industry has shifted from high contrast black and whites to muted neutrals. Now, we're anticipating this year to be a total breakthrough for new colors to enter the mix. Here's what Sandow Design Group EVP and design futurist AJ Perrone had to say.
I think it'll be a colorful NeoCon. Some more saturated, deeper colors, not necessarily super bright, but rich, deep colors.
But she wasn't the only one. I brought Avi back to share why he thinks brands are going to be a little more risky this year.
After many years of grays and beiges and neutral colors, you know, this year, I think we're starting to see a lot more risk-taking in terms of aesthetics, very interesting colors in flooring and textiles, some really energizing color combinations. I think people are trying to bring the excitement back into the built environment, you know, in the workspace. We're looking for that emotional connection with spaces. And so we're starting to see a lot more risk-taking with that. And that's great because that means we're going to start to open our eyes and open our minds to new aesthetics and new possibilities. And that's just great. So lovely.
Number four, value alignment. So many of the designers I've talked to have said they are anticipating big things from brands and programming at the show that relates to wellness, sustainability, and DEI initiatives. Of course, there's good reason for that. Brands all around the world are adopting policies of transparency in declaring their values and intentions, and we think there will be no shortage of that transparency at NeoCon this year. While social equity, climate change, or health and wellness may not be the leading message, we think brands will be underscoring those ideas in their product lineups, showrooms, and in spaces like the Sustainability Lab for Metropolis on the 11th floor. Not to mention, there will be plenty of amazing presentations and talks that signal to us that aligning with the values of designers and specifiers will remain an important piece of business in the contract interiors world. Make sure you check out the last episode of NEO Conversations, where we chatted with Joseph Cephas on the talk he's moderating this year, Diversity in Design, The Time for Change is Now. For a description of all the talks, you can check out our last episode or head to neocon.com, where you can see a whole listing of this year's keynotes and conversations. Number five, a focus on the experiential. ThinkLab's Meredith Campbell said it pretty clear.
I think that we're going to really see a focus on experience and how the analog, touchy-feely, in-person, physical things and digital connections in space are going to work. Because we're still trying to figure all this out, right? Like, what are the things that are really uniquely human and that we want that more kind of analog in-person experience? And what are these conveniences that can complement space that technology affords us? And I hope to see that brands are going to really tell those stories.
And in ThinkLab's LinkedIn Live event, we just kept hearing that the best exhibits at Salone were not just about shiny new product. They were immersive and really brought you into the experience. And those showrooms left a lasting emotional impression. So there it is, five bold predictions for this year's NeoCon. Do you have any more for us? Send us a DM on Instagram at Surround Podcast Network with what you think you'll see at NeoCon this year. And stop by our podcast space on the first floor by registration to tell us if we're right or if we're wrong about what we're placing our bets on. And you just might make it onto an episode of NEO Conversations. For a full schedule and details of what's planned for the show, head to neocon.com. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. NEO Conversations is proud to be a part of the Surround Podcast Network. Check out more podcasts like this one at surroundpodcasts.com or just click the link in the episode description. Big thank you to the production team at Surround, Samantha Sager, Rob Schulte, Rachel Senator, Wise Grisette, and Hannah Vitti. Catch you next time on NEO Conversations.